For nearly a decade, Russian troops have been battling separatists in the predominantly Muslim region of Chechnya. The conflict has claimed tens of thousands of lives. On Sunday, Chechens will vote in a presidential election that the Kremlin says is part of a plan to establish peace in the region. But critics call the election a farce. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Moscow has barred pro-independence leaders from running in the election. Separatist leaders condemn the vote as illegitimate and vow to continue what they call a 300-year struggle to break free of Russian rule. Political analyst Boris Kargalitsky says an election which does not even acknowledge the separatists is practically meaningless.
First of all, those who oppose Russian occupation of Chechnya are not allowed to run. That means that the most important political force in Chechnya is not allowed to participate in the election. So that means that everything else makes no sense, or very little sense at all.
But it's not just hard-line separatists who've been sidelined. Several high-profile Chechen political figures who oppose full independence registered to challenge the region's Moscow-appointed leader, Ahmad Kadyrov. Some dropped out, saying they'd been pressured to exit the race. Businessman Malik Saidulayev, whom polls showed to be far more popular than Kadyrov among Chechens, refused to quit. Then last month, he said he was called in for a conversation with Kremlin officials. They suggested that I withdraw from the election voluntarily, Saidulayev says. When I declined, they told me I'd be removed by the courts. And that's exactly what happened. Saidulayev was disqualified on a technicality. That leaves Kadyrov as the only serious candidate. Analyst Boris Kargalitsky says there's little pretense of legitimacy.
But this is not an election anyhow. It's a form of appointment.
Polls in Chechnya have shown Kadyrov to be notoriously unpopular, but Kargalitsky says Kadyrov's hard line of no dialogue with the separatists suits the Kremlin.
Moscow has no choice but to support Kadyrov because the point is that everybody else wants to make one or another kind of deal with the resistance.
Kadyrov himself is a former Chechen resistance figure. He served as chief separatist mufti, or Muslim clergyman, until breaking with the movement in 1999 in protest over its increasingly warm embrace of radical Islam. Russia has been heavily arming Kadyrov's own security forces, which now number 13,000 fighting men. Oleg Arlov of the Russian human rights group Memorial says the Russian government's strategy is aimed at replacing the war between Russian troops and the separatists with what can be portrayed as an internal Chechen struggle. Arlov says Kadyrov's inevitable election is yet another smokescreen. The election is being held to camouflage the fact that military force is continuing to be used to resolve this conflict, Arlov says. Arlov says the election is part of an attempt by the Kremlin to win more Western support for its policies in Chechnya. He says the PR effort has been partially successful. When President Bush hosted Putin at Camp David last week, he said terrorists must be confronted wherever they are, including Chechnya. Kremlin officials refused to comment on allegations by human rights groups that the Chechen election is a sham. Some Russian opposition parties also say it won't help bring peace. And foreign observers have declined to monitor the vote. The Council of Europe this week called the election undemocratic and said it would not recognize the result. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.